passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
That final hour has arrived. We appreciate all of you being here. Johnny B is up next.
Paul, I was just sitting here having a pretty normal day. I sent you a picture of my day earlier where I had to go get that horse off that fella, you know.
Was that? I think I saw your picture of, explain to the audience who didn't see your X account what you were doing, what you were doing to Todd from Shelby.
Todd from Shelby, you know, lashed out at me yesterday, so I had some business to settle. So I went down there, and as you can see, I'm walking back to Spruce Pine holding that horse up above my head, and I'm not going to tell you where he's at, but he'll be okay eventually. But, you know, the broke.
Do I understand it correctly, Johnny B, you had an altercation with Todd?
I'd take him out. I mean, okay. That's just, you know, I got that old horse, and I thought I might get something for it, and I couldn't even, the glue factory wouldn't even take it. It's in some bad shape. So Oprah is coming to pick it up. So, you know, we got good news there. But the other thing that's bothering me is Squirrel said you had a 900-foot garage. Is that still kind of open?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I've got a problem. After last night, Legend called. I've got 14 Saban fatheads that I'm holding a check, and he said he'd pick them up as soon as y'all show you did the other day. And now it's looking like AJ, I may have his bass boat because he's on the hook here pretty bad in this Auburn and Yale game. So things are changing so rapidly. I've just had a busy day with this stuff, and it's, you know, I hate to see these guys getting that kind of trouble, but you know, I'm the kind of guy that'll help them out to, you know, they get their money in order.
Well, Todd is the next caller, so I'm sure he'll enjoy reacting to what you have had to say.
I'd love to hear that. That's going to be fun.
You're about to. Todd is up next.
Yeah, I love to hear him, boy. He's still a good caller. I'll give a damn what he says, Paul. It's nothing but air and opportunity between me and him. But anyway, Paul, I was just going to call in. I know I'm not corporate, and I'm just kind of old fella out there, and I know it's hard for Augie to understand me. The deal with the young lady and the boat was, my buddy Woody was a lawyer, and she ended up divorcing him. That's all the story was about. And if Augie would have been with us on the boat, he would have been up in the front of that boat. But let me say this, Paul. I heard you talk about it. That's all I do now. That's all I do for a living now. Is I'm a welder, but I ain't done much since COVID. But I get $125 an hour. But I have to work in conditions that I can't always.
How
do
come
it
everybody that calls in here is a welder?
Well, I don't know, but I've done it all my life. But
okay.
I'll tell you this, Paul. The most favorite thing that I've ever done in my life, I was a state trooper in Kansas for 2 years,
okay. But,
and I loved it, and I love the people. But, Paul, I'm so old-timey, they told me that I was going to get the department fired because I just didn't do anything. I don't wear that.
What was your – so explain to us your issues with being a state trooper.
Well, I'm not conventional. They wear guns all the time.
Did anything happen? I mean, they told you couldn't, like, torture the prisoners, didn't they?
Well, I didn't ever have to transport too many, okay. But, Paul, when I catch folks out there with DUIs and all that, I don't write them, Paul. I mean, these folks, I mean, lots of times, there's old country folks, they can't afford nothing, they just out there riding and drinking. But I told one, I got in real big trouble one time. I told him, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go. And if you'll go home, it's over. Don't worry about it. I said, but you go your butt to your house. Well, I drove to the beer joint. Well, after I left him, he went to the beer joint. I walked in there, and I grabbed him, and I drug him out. But I broke his jaw, Paul.
Oh.
And had to
so
go.
So how did you break his jaw?
With my fist.
Oh, okay.
And I followed him home that time, and his wife and all them. It's a mess out in the yard, but we had to go to court. It was a mess. And
did you break his jaw in the bar, or did you wait till you got outside?
Oh, I didn't hit him until I drug him outside.
Okay.
And But I didn't really try to break his jaw. He just didn't have much of a jaw. But anyway, when I went in the courtroom, his daddy cussed me. And I hit everybody.
His jaw got in the way of my fist.
And I slapped the mama. And they told me, they said, Todd, said, we love you to death. They said, we've never seen nobody like you in our life. Said, you won't follow rules. You won't wear the bulletproof vest. You don't want to wear the gun. I had a little clippy on the side of my thing. I had a little tomahawk that I carry with me. And they said, you unconventional. And says, we don't even know what you're saying. You said, suspect ran past the wash interior. And said, we don't even know what that is. And I said, well, I didn't mean to make it hard for you. And then I would have my other buddy troopers' wives be bringing me biscuits and sausage in the morning. And the captain said, Todd, he said, we don't even eat biscuits. We eat toast. And they bringing you grits. And we don't eat grits in Kansas. And said, this is just, Todd, you got to go. Said, either you can quit or we're going to fire you. And so, anyway, I just said, well, we're done then. I said, but boy, it's been a good ride.
I can imagine it has. Thank you very much, Todd, for enlightening us. Trey is up next.
Well, he got eight good. I got eight rations sometimes, Paul. But, hey, Paul, I want to give you my top three SEC basketball coaches, and then I have a serious question to you about Nate Oates and Kim Mulkey, if I may. I think Bruce Pearl is by far the best coach in the SEC, and the way that team plays defense, if you really understand the game, the way they switch, the way they talk, the way they go under screens, over screens, the way they contest shots, block out after shots, and rebound, it's pretty amazing to watch in this day and age when most kids are more worried about scoring. And that's what's wrong with Alabama right now. So Bruce Pearl, to me, is by far the best coach in the SEC. Now, I got a question about Nate Oates. What is Nate Oates doing discussing his contract during the SEC tournament? Don't you think – why can't they wait till the season was over?
Well, first of all, Trey, Nate Oates does not dictate the timing. The university does.
Okay. Now that makes sense. The second thing is Kim Mulkey. You know, at the beginning of the season, and none of us know what's going on, and I give her a ton of credit for this. Angel Reese got into some kind of trouble, and she served her suspension. She come back, and she has played well. She has played great. And then we have this incident against South Carolina. And you've just punished a young lady. She's done what she needed to do. She's back on the court. She's playing well. And you make the comment in the press conference that you wish she would have done that to Angel Reese. What are you telling your player when you did that? Is that not like if something happens next time that she approves of Reese getting involved after she has just suspended her at the beginning of the year? Is that not kind of contradictory?
Could be.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Trey. Am I no longer under oath? Let's check out Dan in Ohio. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I've got a question pertaining to, I'm not a Kentucky fan, but I've got a question. I mean, obviously, Calipari's a heck of a coach, but I think his decision-making is lacking. But, and then additional comment, I just wonder why they haven't played that Shepherd kid more.
Well, I mean, he came off the bench, but, I mean, he was...
Yeah, but he's a really good shooter. I mean,
no, I agree.
And I was really surprised because that's what they definitely needed, some shooting.
Well, one thing you never know about Cal is whether he's promised somebody else to start. I mean, he's been known to do that.
Well, I can understand that, but when you got a kid like that, that's that good, good a player. Obviously, you want to use him if you can.
Well, I agree with you, but I think Shepherd played a great deal this year. In fact, I'm checking.
No, but I mean this final game.
Well, no. Listen. Every game is dictated. I think primarily because he had a terrible game. I think that's why he wasn't playing more.
Oh well, that could be then. Okay, all right. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, I'm just checking the box here for a second because I'm curious what.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think my recollection is that he really had the worst game of the year, so that's probably why you didn't see him anymore. Anyway, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to take a break. If you want to give us a ring, we're more than happy to take your phone calls. And you can get in now at 855-242-7285. That's 855-242-7285. We'll update you on all the big games. Auburn pulling away right now from Yale, and we are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back. We still have about 45 minutes to go. A lot of conversation naturally today by John Calipari. There is a wealth of comments. James is up next in Kentucky. Hello, James.
Hey, Paul. It's James here in Kentucky. And first off, I want to start off by saying what a fan of you and your program and your show. I love your show. I love the SEC. You're welcome. And, you know, what do you think of all the stuff that Fox Sports Radio and ESPN has been saying about Calipari? I know Fox Sports is halting, you know, letting him go, you know, but ESPN, you know, guys and guys from Kentucky Sports Radio Network last night, I watched, I keep going back and watching it over and over again.
Tell me this, because I'm obviously not in, so what did Matt Jones and his crew have to say?
Well, I was watching this one podcast today from last night down in Pittsburgh, and apparently they're, you know, saying that there definitely needs to be a talk in the boardroom somewhere in Lexington. Mitch Barnhart and all of them needs to get together and make an agreement that, you know, they cut ties. So I don't know if it's actually going to come to fruition or not, but that's, I know Big Blue Nation is really, you know, and myself, you know, part of that is really starting to get concerned about the program. You know, basketball has evolved the last 6 years, and I feel like Kentucky, you know, it's a big question. Are they, is he going to get players that are more experienced in the transfer portal? That's another thing that he's lacking. You know, he gets all the heat for their, you know, not performing well, and, you know, something needs to change. I think right now, I'm going to say this, John Calipari next year, if they don't make past the second weekend, he is done for sure. I'm willing to
forgive James,
him for
what he's done. But James, let me stop you and say this. Hold on, because that's what I heard a year ago. And the situation isn't any easier next year. The money is still excessive. So
they have a second recruiting class, though. I mean, they're not going to get number one, but they are.
But James, what does that matter? It's the same. They always have a top recruiting class.
Yeah, well, I say, you know, that those guys at KSR is onto something. I think it would be a good idea, you know, that, you know, to go ahead and give them that $33 million sell, you know, buyout and move past. I think I'm starting to see it happen, and I know Big Blue Nation wants it. I want it. Big Blue Nation wants it for sure, you know, because they want it. And I think, you know, they need to. And that's been the talk. If you watched it today, that John Calipari is his seat is hot, and it didn't cool down any less.
James, thanks. Texas A&M decided a year ago to retain Jimbo Fisher because the buyout was too extensive. And what did they end up doing? They lost a year and they ended up paying him anyway. That's always the problem. I mean, there's a lot of the cliches about if something is inevitable, do it immediately. That's a mantra that athletic directors like to use. The problem in this case is they went all in on Cal at just the moment that he had peaked out. Since 2015, this program has not been the same. There have been some moments. There's always great moments. I mean, the caller a minute ago just said, well, they got the number two recruiting class. Well, last year they had the number one recruiting class. And there were some ugly stretches in the season. Remember losing three straight home games. This year reminds me a little bit of last year, though they got on that roll at the end of the season, and then it blew up in March. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. David is next.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, buddy?
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Good. I hadn't talked to you in a while, but I just wanted to call real quick. What SEC teams do you think has the best chance to go to the Final Four?
Oh, unequivocally, it's Tennessee.
All right.
I mean, Auburn has a really good team, but I think Tennessee is cut out for the Final Four, and I will be surprised if they don't make it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Quarter is in Arkansas. Hello, Quarter. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I know how you're doing, so I'm going to ask. I just wanted to, shout out for some Razorback fans out there. I watched the Razorback game after your program last night. Some of the lights out pitching from Arkansas and Auburn that you can ask for in a game. It was only one run in the first inning by Arkansas. But anyhow, I'm just going to tell you that. And I was also going to ask, Paul, I'm with the other caller. Do you have any hate mail? Because I've seen people on the show ask you, they meet you in the alley and stuff.
Yeah, Quarter. I mean, there are people that have threatened me before. I'm not going to detail the specifics of it, but there was something that happened about a year ago with someone that was pretty serious about it. And I mean, all you can do is let your employer know, and the company has a security system here, and you deal with it. Yeah, you don't worry about it. Most of the time, you really don't. Somebody calls and says something like crazy Jim. Yeah, I mean, do you really take him seriously?
I
mean, the guy's never been out of his house, so why would I take him seriously? But you do have to. I mean, you're always concerned when we go to events.
I know. I think it's very comical.
Yeah, I'm like you.
I watch the show. I see what you look like. I mean, come on now.
I don't walk down the street in fear. The only time it gets a little bit hairy is when you're, at a football game. I mean, there's 100,000 people there. Then you're a little more concerned. It's not the people. I don't think there's anybody out there that would do that, except you don't know what the combination of alcohol and losing a bet will do to someone.
Hey, yeah, I see you. And I got one more point, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Razorbacks football, look, everybody can hate on Saban all they want to. The only time I hated Saban is when Arkansas had to play them and lose by a one score. And if they prep as hard for every other game as they did for that Alabama game, we'd win more games.
Well, you're well said.
Hey,
really good to hear from you. Apparently, Swamp Dog, did you realize that Swamp Dog did not finish his call earlier? Did anyone realize that? We did realize that, and we called Swamp Dog.
Well, thank you for that, Paul. I am here. This is Swamp Dog. Yes. What I wanted to say to you, and I got a couple of things I want to say here. The point I was trying to make about Tennessee and Rick Barnes being the new Kentucky, you know, in basketball. SEC, it used to be Kentucky and nobody else, right? And now, Alabama used to be the football team in the SEC. Alabama, nobody else. Is Rick Barnes in Tennessee the same thing as Georgia and Kirby Smart now?
No.
In relation to basketball?
No, because to do that, I mean, first of all, Kirby Smart's won two national championships. He has the most dominant program in the country right now. Rick Barnes has not gotten out of the round of 16 yet, so you can't compare him to Kirby Smart.
Well, I think they had the best basketball team in the SEC.
Well, they did, but having the best, Kentucky had the second best, and look what we're doing about, look where they are today.
I know that. And let me say this, too. I'm back on twice today. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. I'm grateful. But the I-Man and Jim thing, that's not analogy. You know, I like to do analogies, compare one thing to another.
Yes,
they're
sir.
Not compared to each other. Jim does not have Sabonitis. I-Man has Sabonitis. Jim don't, he don't have that. And I don't know why that guy, Joey, was trying to accuse Jim of hating Nick Saban. I don't think Jim hates Nick Saban.
I don't think Jim hates Nick Saban. I think the only person that I know for a fact, well, the most prominent person on this show that Jim hates is me, and then there's a long list of callers. Mike is in Lexington. Mike, how's everything up there?
It's going, sir. It's going great, sir. First time caller.
Thank you.
Good evening. Everybody was talking about the $33 million to get rid of Cal. Well, what they don't understand is it doesn't have to be paid in one lump sum.
Explain this to me, because I have not seen an analysis. How much needs to – what do you know how much has to be paid today, and then what's the
It's a little – I can't remember the exact figures, but it's a little under $7 million a year for the rest of the contract, which is 5 years.
Well, they could afford that.
Well, sure. And then also if he gets picked up by another team, I mean, Michigan's needing a coach or somewhere else like that, then that cuts that in half. So there is opportunities. And then also if they could persuade him to retire, well, of course, then he's guaranteed $1 million for the rest of his life as an ambassador of the team. So there's options they could talk about.
Hey, by the way, fire somebody, do you really want them to be an ambassador for you after that?
Would be great for recruiting.
Yeah, you're right about that.
If you can figure out a way to, you know, say, hey, you know, you're a great recruiter, but something needs to happen with it. But, you know, knowing Cal and his personality, he's going to want the full 33 minutes, which would be.
Well, by the way, I don't agree with very many things about that Cal does, but I would agree with him. If you have a contract and they've agreed to pay you $32 million, they should pay you $32 million. That's what this system's all about.
That's right.
Right. And I know.
No,
I mean,
I'm good. You can only pay me $3 million, and you know, don't worry. These contracts have it. There's a reason for these contracts. I've never understood them. For the life of me, I've never understood why any athletic director would ever agree to something like this. But they do it every single day of the week.
Well, it's because they're trying to secure the future, but the future is not there. Now the future's not there.
Mike, you're there. I'm not. But where was Cal going where he would have the opportunity and the money that he is enjoying at Kentucky? You couldn't have gotten that at UCLA. He may have been able to 8 or 9 years ago gotten it in the NBA, but, I mean, he's already done that once. He failed.
Right. He's living a lap of luxury, but now he's no longer – Kentucky royalty, though, you know, I mean, it's kind of like Patino. He was royalty for a while, and then when he crossed the big blue nation,
tell me this, Mike. I mean, and I don't think they're going to fire him because I don't think they can afford to, but let's say they did. Is there someone that stands out as the next coach at Kentucky that you hear among your friends?
Well, if the Bulls don't work out for Billy Donovan, that'd be a great catch.
You know, I'm pretty sure Billy Donovan was offered the job when Gillespie got it.
Yeah, but that's when he was just in his prime.
Yeah.
I think was he at Dallas then, or was
I believe he may have still been at Florida then. I can't remember. He might have just left for Oklahoma City. I think he was still at Florida, but. I mean, there was a time Billy was the hottest coach in the country, and then he went to the NBA. And he did really well at OKC, and Chicago's been more of a challenge. But winning in the NBA is not easy.
No, and like I said, he started out at Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
As an assistant under
Patino.
So
Absolutely. Why
would you want to finish up? I mean, you figure whoever gets that job at Kentucky, I mean, if you're successful at it, you're royalty. you know, that's the problem is with when Pitino was here. I mean, people would drink his bathwater.
Well, you know, I know. I mean, Pitino regretted leaving. I mean, it's one thing to leave, but he left for a job that was no longer what he thought it was. And, you know, he did okay. I mean, he won a national championship at Louisville, but it was never Kentucky.
Right. Right. No, no. But there's some other people out there. I mean, it just, you can't do any work. I guess you could, but in the big blue nation.
Well,
eyes,
I mean,
you know,
here is the conundrum on Cal. It's a great program, but he clearly can't coach in the tournament. I mean, that's obvious. You can't scrape away the last. I mean, he hasn't lost to hot teams. He's lost to bad. He's lost games he should never have lost to.
Exactly.
And the fact that he can still recruit is amazing, but this doesn't matter. I mean, any fan who's buying into, well, you know, he's got the number two recruiting class in the country, he had the best. I think this last recruiting class, wasn't that like the greatest recruiting class of all time? Or one
right.
of them?
He's been dangling that carrot for too many years.
No,
now.
That
people are not buying that.
That does not sell anymore. Hey, thanks. We're up against a break. If you want to give us a ring, you can still do so. We encourage you to. 855-242-7285. We are back. Final 30 minutes on this Friday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Final two segments of the week, and the one and only Squirrel is up next.
You know, entertaining show today, but my personal thoughts are that Jim is the only one that's qualified to make two calls per day or more. What are your thoughts on callers that call twice? Are you pro or con?
The only reason I allowed the other one was because he got caught up on the hard break, and...
Well, that's part of it.
But Squirrel, just between the two of us,
you're up against a hard break for a reason.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If I could share this with you confidentially,
sure. I mean,
sometimes the person sitting here makes a big mistake.
Yeah. I'm sure that's happened before too. But yeah. But Swamp Dog proves my point that the second call always sucks worse than the first call.
And by the way, back to Jim. Jim, it's not the second call that sucks for Jim. It's the second, third, fourth, and fifth.
So, I don't know. They just seem to get better as he just disintegrates.
I think it's like a lot of things, and I'll try to keep this clean, but, I mean, that first time is usually better.
Yeah, the first one a couple days ago when he ripped into you, and then he called again later, a couple hours later. It didn't compare to the first call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a classic example right there. And interesting call by Todd, the state trooper story there. He should make a movie about him and call it Walking Todd. Kind of like the Buford Pusser movie, if you remember, The Walking Tall. days back in the old Tennessee, back in the 70s, I think. And
I remember that movie.
I figured out what the B in Johnny B stands for.
What is that? What is that?
Bitter. Bitter. he sounded pretty bitter this week on some of his calls. But speaking of Jim, didn't he say earlier this week he was a child during the 50s? Didn't he let that slip out?
He did say that.
And just a few weeks ago, he said when he was 4, 25 years ago, which would have made him 29. So the dude's confused. But he also, I don't know if you keep up with him too much on Twitter, he's promoting once again his favorite duo. And you know who that is, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Yeah, I saw where, did Steve or Edie just die? I can't remember, one of the two.
Oh, don't tell me. I didn't even know.
I think Steve died. Or was it Edie?
Oh, my goodness.
Or does it matter?
I did not know.
By the way, that's not like Ringo Starr dying when Steve or Edie dies.
Most people don't even know who Steve was.
I think Steve died.
Jim not only knows, he promotes him. That's what I like him. But I'm offering Jim, man. I mean, I wish we could.
Hey, by the way, I can now confirm Steve is dead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I hope he's not, because I've grown to love him.
He died March 7th.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to hear that.
What was that old line on Saturday Night Live? General Isimo Franco is still dead. Remember that one?
Still dead.
That was a funny Saturday Night Live bit.
That was pretty funny. That was back in the 70s.
Who did that? Chevy Chase.
That was during the news segment. I can't remember who did it now. But no, I think we need to offer Jim amnesty where he can just come true with the truth and all his lies.
Squirrel, wait 1 second. By the way, I didn't actually hear Chevy Chase did it. My father told me about it because I wasn't born yet. I heard about it. You know, but I didn't hear it myself because I couldn't have heard it.
I don't know the guy who invented the Holiday Inns, but my dad told me about it. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling. AJ is up next. You were AJ. You had caught a little shrapnel.
I need that defibrillation over there that Larry gets every other week because Albert scared me a whole hell of a lot more than Todd is Johnny. I can guarantee you that.
Well, they'll win. They're just making it nerve wracking.
They just won't go away. It's. I mean, don't Kentucky on me now, Albert. Come on now. Gee. Hey, Paul. Did I hear Joey? He climbed out of that kangaroo pouch over there in Springville. Made him a call.
Yeah, how about that call?
Gonna give you.
That was a great call.
He's gonna call you and tell you. Yeah. He's gonna call and tell you. He's gonna send you his paycheck stub. Hell, Joey, he don't want your paycheck, Stubby. He wants your paycheck.
That guy did not like
it. I mean, you know, when you're doing all that welding there, Joey, won't you weld your damn mouth shut?
Ooh. Can you make $38 an hour and weld yourself shut?
I'm telling you, how much money is he making? A lot.
By the way, AJ, I don't know what you do, but that is good money. That's better money than we get here.
Oh, he told you. He's got $3.5 million backer. So, and he still can't afford AJ's attorney at law right in here in Pell City, Alabama. Come on in. If we can't win your case,
nothing. I've got a big contract I need to negotiate. Can you help me with that?
Your contract's coming up with all those paid callers.
Yeah.
In June?
It's coming up around the corner, and I need to. What is your expertise?
We just cover everything. Okay. You know, we start at the ambulances and we go to the graveyard.
Now,
you know.
Now, do I need to? I mean, do you have proof of a law degree, or do I just take your word for it?
Well, I'm gonna be like Todd. I just am, you know. I'm a believer, and I'm gonna turn people loose drinking and driving. I won't follow the law, but I won't work for the law. Makes a lot of sense. hey, Paul, you know what Rick from Houston, you know what Rick stands for?
No.
I mean, rhymes with? Rick rhymes with a expletive.
Mick. Mick. Yeah, I think I know what it rhymes with.
Yeah, it's an expletive. But anyway, I got to get back over here and get on this.
Good. Yeah, you might want to check out this game. It's not looking great at the moment. But
yeah, I got to check this game out, Paul. Sorry to bother you guys today. And more damn Eagle.
Okay, we'll be right back. Final few minutes of the week. And I mean the week.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Longhorn Joe is up next in Texas. So hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Paul, great to hear from you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not a long-time listener. I started listening to you in December. I thought since the Longhorns are joining the SEC, I need to get involved with the SEC. Well, I'd like to continue to call in from time to time. But
we'd love to have you.
I have enjoyed your program, and I think it's just my Texas understanding here that some of your callers may be missing a cup and a saucer, having a full set of dishes.
But well said.
Anyway, I enjoy all of them. Thanks for taking my call, and I hope to call in more and be part of the program and hook them.
Well, hook 'em, Joe. Thank you. We look forward to many, many more conversations. You bet. Slammer is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Slam.
What you doing today?
We're just hanging out. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, listen, getting closer and closer to your visit down here in Gadsden, I just wanted to let you know and let Randy know that he needs to go to the gym at least twice a day. You need to take him there and work him out real good.
Randy, what do you need Randy to work on here?
Randy to work on the arm.
Randy, are you going to be the wrestler? Randy is going to arm wrestle, right?
Yeah, Randy's going. You're going to be the commentator here, Paul.
Yeah, so Slammer, is he arm wrestling you?
Yeah, he is.
Now give me your vital statistics again.
6'2", around 325.
Randy, what do you think?
I have arm wrestled Andre Bruce in the Winfrey Hotel back when Washington Redskins come and played the Atlanta Falcons. Remember that at Legion Field?
I do. Yeah, sure do. Did you handle him or not?
I handled him. And I even took Jerry Glanville's cowboy hat off and wore
Randy,
it for a few minutes.
Randy, are you sure you want to get into this or not?
Yeah, he does. He's
Randy,
okay,
you're
Paul.
What, 6'4"?
I'm 6'5".
Randy, 6'5"?
Yeah, he's good. No. He's about the right size.
Well, you're 6'5", 210.
I'm a little too light.
I got news for you, Slammer. I don't think that's a fair fight.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.